I always tell people, I'm here to help you protect your health and your assets. Mm-hmm. And so I can't, you know, health is health, and we're all gonna go one day, and our health is gonna, you know, our body and our mind are gonna not be what it was, you know, a week ago, a month ago, or 10 years ago.
Hey, this is Matt Hilton with OneTrust Home Loans, your reverse mortgage and retirement mortgage experts, and you found the Serving Senior podcast. Now, this is the podcast where we highlight those businesses and those professionals that serve seniors at a high level. And this is no exception. We have another one of those awesome guests. It's Scott Malsby, and he's with Health Markets. He's a licensed agent, and he's going to share with us how he serves seniors, helps them not just get by or not just survive, but helps them thrive in their retirement. Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Matt. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you inviting me on.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for being here, man. How's life treating you lately?
You know, I can't complain. And what do they say? Nobody would listen anyway. So
that's right. That's right. that was one of those. I ask how you're doing, and you know, we don't really want you to puke on us. We want you to give us the non-honest answer, right?
We don't have enough time to cover how I'm really feeling. So
that's right. That's right, man. Well, sir, we'd love on these podcasts if you could just, people love to know who they're working with and get some background from you. You know, they gotta like you and trust you before they do business with you, right? So we kind of love to hear people's coming up story and a little background. So maybe if you could share with us, you know, where you're from, what you've done in the past, and bring us up to speed and how you got here today. What you done?
Absolutely. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh. So okay. Got Steelers, you know, still in my veins. I can't get rid of that.
We can go ahead and cancel this right now. Hold on, let me hit stop.
Go ahead and delete that out, right?
Yeah.
And so by way of Virginia Tech, I became an engineer and spent, I always tell people, I was in college for 8 years and I'm not a doctor, so I'll just leave it at that.
There you go.
And then from there, I moved down to Florida and pursued different things in my career. And I've been a CEO, I've been a vice president, I've been director level, Fortune 100 companies, some small and medium sized businesses. There was even a time where I was a co-manager of a Walmart with, you know, 375 employees and 7,000 customers and over a million SKUs. So done a lot of different things in my life. And I landed it with my insurance license 8 years ago. So I've been licensed now for 8 years and just found that this was a perfect fit for my family. I'm a special needs father and I have three young kids. I got started late in life. So I got married and had kids at age 39. And so it got to a point where just being in a leadership role over hundreds of people, you know, and working that 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. in an office all day didn't work. My son has some pretty severe special needs, and my wife homeschools our kids. And so me being in a flexible environment was the catalyst. And then I just fell in love with what I do and the ability that it gives me to help other people and to be, you know, a trusted advisor or, mm-hmm. you know, maybe a trusted expert in a few things that that can help a variety of people. I tell people I usually with Health Markets in general, I usually have something that can be used by everybody that I talk to make their life better.
Okay.
That's the snapshot of where I came from and how I ended up here.
Nice. Thanks for sharing. I mean, if you're open to sharing, maybe, and maybe it doesn't, but I would think it would, maybe share with how having a special needs child kind of prepared you for working with seniors.
Yeah. And so the extra care that it takes and the extra, like the precision of understanding what a future might look like is really what helps me sort of understand long-term. There's obviously some short-term needs as well. But when you're planning as a special needs father, you really have to play the long game as well. And so I think that's what factors in with seniors. There's certainly a short-term that we have to look at. But a lot of times, you know, you're not thinking about your 60s when you're in your 20s, and you're not thinking about your 70s when you're in your 30s. And so the longer we go and the more we've seen, and so dealing with some of the challenges with my son and what that's done to our family, and how, and understanding what it means to be a caregiver, and understanding what it can look like when you don't have a good support system, or when you don't have the proper income or the proper tax deferred income, or all the different things that factor in to what it's going to look like to take care of my son, certainly when I'm not here, but also even into the years in my life where I may not have the physical or the mental you know, abilities to do that. And so it changes the way special needs families prepare for the future. And that helps me understand, you know, what our senior population is going through as well, and how I can be of service to those folks.
That's well said. Yeah, that's great. You know, it's kind of the, you find, as you probably have seen, I've noticed the most successful people, they're really good at, you know, making lemonade out of lemons. And the people that aren't, they figure out how, they just figure out how they make the lemonade, but they make it more sour. You know, they continue telling the story. It keeps getting worse and worse. And the successful people just keep making the lemonade that much better, and they sell a bunch of it, you know? So I had the vibe that I never asked you that before, but I had the vibe that there was probably a positive out of that somewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great analogy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing. Well, maybe, I know you do all types of insurance, health insurance, but maybe for the folks watching this that work with seniors, which would be most of our viewing population here, could you share how, you know, what you do serve seniors, how what you do helps that specific population, and maybe give a couple examples of people you've worked with in the past?
Absolutely. I think the very first thing that pops into most people's minds when you think health and seniors would be Medicare. Mm-hmm. That's the, you know, it's usually one of the first or maybe the second. So I can help folks with setting up Medicare. I can help folks with choosing a supplement or a Medicare Advantage program, or looking at you know, continual drug coverage, which can create a penalty. I can help. A lot of times I'm helping people navigate, well, my husband's retiring, but I'm not, or vice versa. We're not sure if we're taking Social Security and all that kind of stuff. I partner up with a lot of people in the financial world that can sort of talk through what the different, you know, Social Security options might be and where that impacts them. And then whatever the final decision would be is where I can come in with looking at. I always tell people, I'm here to help you protect your health and your assets. Mm-hmm. And so I can't, you know, health is health, and we're all gonna go one day, and our health is gonna, you know, our body and our mind are gonna not be what it was, you know, a week ago, a month ago, or 10 years ago. Yeah. And so I can't stop, you know, the deterioration of our bodies and our minds. Nothing anybody can do about that. We haven't found that person yet. Right. But I can't help prepare for it, and I can't help with protecting assets or preparing for the worst case scenarios, and bringing peace of mind and relieving stress. And so we can do that through the Medicare options. We can do that through life insurance options. A lot of things that financial planners that I partner up with, we complement each other, because they've got different tools, but I've got some tools as well. And so I will look at long-term care options and how to set things up properly to prevent losing all of your assets in a worst case scenario, like assisted living or long-term care, things that maybe you weren't ready to pay for. And so those are the things that pop into mind immediately when you ask that question. But it also could be something as simple as dental. You know, I help people with dental, vision, and Medicare and life insurance, and then maybe some of the more fun things to talk about would be leaving something behind as a legacy for your kids. Okay. And then of course the grandkids, right? That's the easiest one to talk about. That's what gets the sparkle in everybody's eye. Yeah. And the little things that we can do today for those grandkids that can really set up generational wealth, or or, you know, whatever word you want to use, whether it's legacy, whatever you want to input there. There's ways we can do little things now that will result in long-term gains that nobody at the age of 8 could ever make that decision. And most parents can't afford to do different things. And so the grandparents can play a key role in the future of a family.
That's awesome. Yeah, well said. Yeah, and that's where we come in to kind of get creative as well. We have a lot of scenarios that we work through where we'll talk to folks and they're really excited about, they want to leave, you know, they want to leave the equity from the house to the family, this and that, and which is all well and good. But I just tell them, I said, well, you know, I love your plan. There's only one part I don't like about your plan. They said, what do you mean? I said, well, any plan that has to do with me dying is not my favorite plan. So what if we could show you how you could leave some of that legacy and put it in motion today, where you can actually see the college fund grow? You can actually see some things go. You can actually see the money work at church. So on our senior lending and reverse mortgages, we're able to show, hey, what if we just took a little of that? You'll still leave them some in the future, but what if you could use some of that equity and give them to them today? And oh, by the way, you won't be saddled with a big monthly payment. So you can get people excited.
I think we're seeing a shift in that. It's going to take some time, but there's a shift there where the mentality, I know from my own grandparents and even my parents, my dad passed away, and I see two things. Number one, my parents did a great job of managing their long-term, probably because my grandparents didn't necessarily do a great job. They made some good decisions, but they weren't all perfect, right? And so on the flip side of that, I'm coming from, you know, those two generations of my family where the mentality is more so of, well, we're just going to leave everything for the kids instead of maybe trying to enjoy some of it while you're still here and can see it, or whether you can, you know, experience it yourself. You know, sometimes you can go on the trip. Sometimes you can be a part of those things. And so I think we're starting to see a shift. It might take a little longer. I hope that it continues down that path, because I think that can, if you think about it, it can even extend life a little bit because of some of the fun and some of the things and some of the joy and whatever else. And so the things that I would include in that conversation.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, great point. Maybe Scott, before we go, if you could share maybe an example of somebody you met that things weren't going very well, the situation didn't look that great, but you were able to put one of your plans in motion and they came out better on the other side.
Yeah. You know, I think, the one that pops to mind immediately is somebody that was, you know, had lost her husband and was in a position where she wasn't exactly sure who she could trust, wasn't exactly sure what was the right decision for the future, wasn't exactly sure what different things were going to look like, and also you know, didn't want to even maybe disrespect some of the decisions her late husband made or whatever. And so we just kind of, you know, the approach I take is we're going to just look at everything you have, we're going to look at the options, and then just see if anything is sort of obvious or stands out. And lay all your options out on a table and let you ask as many questions and then pick. And there was an opportunity to save some money and some just in some monthly premium that was sort of being overpaid for some things that were, in other words, we could replace it with equivalent coverage somewhere else. Okay. And so there was no additional risk or exposure for a lesser monthly price or premium. And now, you know, you take a calculator and you say X number of dollars times 12, this is how much money you have to spend on something else. And the look on her face was, well, I can think of some things I'd like to do with that. Wow. And I said, good. And then let's also put a piece of that away for the grandkids or the kids or whatever it might be. And so now there is, you know, there's less money from her pocket going to companies or, you know, carriers, whatever you want to call them. There's more money going into the family, the future. There's an IUL for the grandkids that's you know, accumulating cash that can be used while they're alive. instead of when they turn a certain age.
Sure.
And there's tax-free growth and all the fancy things that come from that. And there's also a little bit of annuity was put in place to make sure that there was enough cash flow, because let's just face it, things aren't going down in price. So
right.
A lot of different ways that we were able to help her, and without going into too many details, I love it when those plans are put out in front of people, because a lot of times their first thing they'll say is, well, don't try to sell me something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 'cause there's a little bit of a skepticism
yeah.
there. And I love it when it's just, there's no pressure. Let's just sit back, take a deep breath. Let's look at your options. And in fact, you know, to remove the emotion from it, take a few days or a few weeks and think about it. This,
yeah.
You know, I don't come in with a pen and a piece of paper ready to sign, right?
Yeah.
It's here's what your options are. If you're ready to do it, I can get my laptop out. We'll figure out the application. But think about it for a few days, make a good decision, strip out as much emotion as you can, because we do want this to be a good decision. And let's see what this does for your future.
Yeah. That's great. That's a great story to show how you helped her in the here and now, but you also helped her think about the future and the people around her. And so that was kind of, I think that's a good encompassing story about how you serve people for their today, tomorrow, and in the future.
I think the main thing that I try to focus on that maybe other agents don't is I rarely will put them in a position where they are exposed to more risk, unless they just absolutely, like, the reasoning behind it is because there's a reward somewhere that mm-hmm. outweighs that risk.
Yeah.
And so I don't ever try to reduce dollar amounts at the expense of the risk being worse that could potentially put them in a bad spot. And so I think that's maybe a comfort factor, because I wouldn't do it to my parents, I wouldn't do it to my grandparents, and I wouldn't do it to, you know, me and my wife.
Yeah, so. That's great. Thanks for sharing, Scott. Well, if someone's listening and they could either use your services, or maybe some of their clients could, maybe share what parts of Tennessee or even the country you serve, and then how would people get in touch with you?
So I'm a resident licensed in Tennessee.
Okay.
And so I can help people. I still make house calls.
Okay.
So I'll come to your house if it's in middle Tennessee. I'm in the greater Nashville area.
Okay.
And if it's within a 2-hour drive, I'll come have a cup of sweet tea with you, or whatever it is, and drink a lemonade on the front porch and talk
That's
about
great.
Spots.
Yeah.
But I'm also licensed in 16 other states.
Okay.
Because I found that by the time I started looking at where do people have, you know, kids or grandkids or, you know, whatever, by the time I started looking at all the other options, for me to be able to fully service the families that are trusting me to help them, I decided to go ahead and get licensed in all of those states. And so I've got 17 different states. Now, most of that's done remotely through Zoom or whatever. But if it was important enough to that person, I'd find a plane ticket and come visit so we could have a sweet tea on their front porch as well.
Okay. That sounds great. I guess depending on what part of the country, it might be a Coke or a soda or a pop or whatever it is, but you can translate.
Right.
You have a gas, you'll fly, and you can translate.
I think there's an app that
there's an app for that.
If you type in soda, it tells you all the different slang.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome, sir. Well, I first of all appreciate you being on here. Second of all, appreciate what you're doing to serve seniors. Keep up.
Well, likewise, Matt. I appreciate you having me, and I love what you're doing. And that's why I choose to partner with you when the time comes for those things that make sense for the clients that I serve. And that's why I love being a part of a community where we can refer out to other professionals and maybe check the ego at the door and realize that there's people that are good at things that can help us. So.
Sure. That's awesome. Well, Scott, thanks again for being here. And thank you for watching the Serving Senior podcast, where we highlight people like Scott that are serving seniors at a high level. Please make sure you follow us and you subscribe on YouTube. Check us out on Apple and all your other podcast platforms. We'll be having more episodes with fantastic people like Scott. Thanks again. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Hey, this is Matt Helton with OneTrust Home Loans, home of Retirement Mortgage Solutions. And we really do appreciate you checking out the Serving Seniors podcast today. Now, please go to the description down in the body of the podcast, where you can subscribe to get future shows. Please click that notification button so you get notified when other shows drop. And also, if you can go to servingseniorspodcast.com, and we'd love to hear a comment about our show. We have a heart to serve seniors, and we have a heart to make sure seniors don't just survive retirement, don't just get by in retirement. We want to show seniors how to thrive in retirement. So if you know of anyone that's 55 and older that could use some extra cash flow, maybe the retirement's not going the way that they like, our retirement mortgage solutions are designed for folks, depending on the state, they're either 55 or 62 and older, to make sure that they have that kind of retirement that they want. As long as they own a home and they're in a good equity position, there could be some solutions that they may not have thought about, or maybe they've thought of and they just didn't know how they work. That's what we do. So anyone in that age group that could use some mortgage advice, my team and I would love to be able to help them. Thanks again, and look forward to seeing you on the next show. Have a great day.